We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachemish and Chanyachem ben Rav Shlomo. We are in Bava Basra, Perigimel Mishnah Aleph. By way of introduction to this Perigheskas Chabatim, which will address the principle of Cheskas Shalosh Shonim, which we'll explain in a moment, we need to understand that there are different types of chazaka that we have. Take, for example, what we call cheskas balim. That means that when it comes to movable objects, metaltolin, we assume the following. Anything that someone is holding on to, that are his rishus, in his domain, we assume that he is the owner. And if anyone wants to take that from him, he has to bring a proof. That's what we call hamotzi mechavero alav araya. So someone who is ma'arer, who contests that person's ownership of that object. So he says, oh, I lent that to you. I gave it to you as a deposit. And you obviously owe me that in return. The other person says, no, I bought it from you. I got it from you as a gift. Since that object is in his hand, he's the muchzak. That's what we call cheskas balim. And the ma'arer, the one who contests that person's ownership of the object, has to bring a proof for his tana to back up his tana, his claim. That is all true when it comes to metaltolin. When it comes to karka, when it comes to real estate, when it comes to land, so even something that may be in someone's domain, he's living in a house, let's say, so that doesn't mean that he is necessarily the owner. Someone's working on someone's field. That doesn't mean, and he's the only one there right now. That doesn't mean he's the owner. How does it work when it comes to karaka? So there we assume we take who was the original owner, who was the Bailim Harishonim. Those are the people who are the Baal, not necessarily the person you can't be holding on to land. So just because someone's living in a house doesn't necessarily mean he's the owner of the house. The people who we know to be the owner of the house, what we call Cheskas Marakama, the Chazaka of the original owner. So therefore, let's say Reuven comes to Shimon and says, hey, the field that you're working on or the house you're living in is stolen. And Shimon says the following. He says, no, it used to be yours, but I bought it from you. Well, I got it from you as a gift. If Reuven is known as the original owner, as the Marakama, so then he's considered the Muchzak, even though Shimon may be physically there in that house. And Shimon has to bring a raya that it was sold. What kind of raya can he bring? He takes out a shtar, takes out a deed, and proves that it's been sold. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that even when it comes to karka, there is a chazaka, one can establish chazaka, presumptive status of ownership, which can dismiss the cheskas balam hakodmin, the cheskas marakama, and that would be considered a proof that this person who's actually on that land, on that field, in that karka, has the zechus of balus of ownership, because he is there. That's what we call cheskas gimel shanim, cheskas shalosh shanim. That means, if let's say in our case, Shimon has Edim, that he's been on that field for 3 years and ate from the peros of that field. So let's say he's living in a house and use the house as people normally use house. And no one, during those 3 full years, no one protested at all. There was no mechah at all. That chazaka will be effective. And he's believed to say, he needs a taina, he needs to explain or claim why he's on that field, why he's in the house. And he says, let's say to Reuven, who's contesting Shimon's ownership of that house, of that field. And he says, oh, I bought this you from Reuven. But, so Reuven says, okay, you bought it. Where's your shtar mechira? I don't have, where's your deed to prove that you bought it from me? I'm the marakam, I'm the original owner. I know you have edim, you have proof that you've been here for 3 years and using the field, and I never protested, but show me your shtar. So the answer is he doesn't need to show a shtar, because after 3 years a person who is living in a house and no one contests his ownership of the house, he's not careful with the shtar anymore. Within the first 3 years, he's afraid maybe someone might claim, the original owner may come and say, oh, this is my house. So you keep the shtar around to prove, no, it's not your house anymore, I bought it from you. After 3 years, people are not careful with the shtar, and therefore a cheskas gimel shamin can be established when it comes to karka and the marakama, as long as this person has been there for 3 years and has aided him to prove he was there, and that can dismiss any challenge that Shimon is the owner of the field, because Shimon, even though Reuven used to be the owner, and if Shimon doesn't have a shtar to prove it, doesn't matter, because it's already been 3 years, he wasn't careful with the shtar, we assume. And as long as Shimon has a taina, has some type of claim, oh, but I bought it from you, that's why I'm here, that's a cheskas gemil shanim, and we can ignore Reuven's claim. And Shimon could say, Reuven, why were you silent? You had plenty of time to contest. You saw, you heard, you got information that I was living here, and then you should have that I was squatting on your field. So you should have said something. The fact that you weren't didn't make a mecha, you didn't protest. So obviously you were mochel, or you agree that in fact I am the owner, and you did sell it to me. So this halacha of cheskas gemil shanim applies to houses, to courtyards, to cisterns, to a shovach, to the dovecotes, fields, etc. There are things, however, that where we'll, as we'll see in our Mishnah, where the chazaka is a full 3 years, a cheskas gemil shanim can be established, and other things that it's not necessarily a full 3 years, because there are things that person may use for only at certain times, certain seasons. And then a person could potentially establish a chazakah, not necessarily in 3 full years, but as our Mishnah will say, maybe partial during those 3 years, as we'll see. Cheskas Abatim, the Mishnah says, the cheskas gemil shanim, that we said is effective for homes, it's effective for homes, vahaboros, cisterns, vahashichin, vahamaros, different types, we've mentioned them before in the second parak, the different shapes of these cisterns, vahashovachos of doves, vahamechatzos of bathhouse, ubeis habadim, which is an olive press. So all of these, this is all karka. Ubeis hashlachim, which is a field that needs extra irrigation besides the rainwater. Vehaavadim, and even slaves. An eved kanani has the status of karka. Person established as chadas gemil shanim, that this eved is now mine. Vecholshu oseh peros tadir. Not only that, anything that is able to produce something on a regular basis means that you use it pretty much every day. Cheskason shalosh shanim miyom liyom. Miyom means a 3 consecutive years and a full 3 consecutive years. Says the Mishnah, though, stay habal. If you have a stay habal, that's not as beis hashlachim. That's where you have a field that does not need extra irrigation. It's enough. The rainwater is sufficient. But this is a field that only produces peros once a year. Cheskasa shalosh shanim. The chazak is 3 years, but the einam ilamiyom. But you don't need 3 full years, but rather certain seasons when it produces peros. So the Mishnah explains how that is. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosha Chadashim Barishona, let's say 3 months, the last 3 months of the first year, Ushlosha Bachrona, in the last 3 months, and the first 3 months of the last year, of the third year, Ushinema Sarchodesh Baemsa, and the 12 months in between, which is a full year in between. So I have 3 months, the last 3 months of year one, then 12 months, a full year of year two, and then the first 3 months of year three, Hare Shimona Sarchodesh, that ends up being 18 months. If the person was made a chazaka, was there on that field for 18 months consecutively, that chazaka has the status of Cheskas Gemil Shanim, because in the end he had produce, he had grain that was produced, there is grain that's produced in a short time, in 3 months, let's say barley or oats or lentils. So therefore, if he ends up eating, using, having 3 harvests during that 18 months, that's considered cheskas gemil shanim, that can be established. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chodesh Barishona, V'chodesh Ba'achrona, U'shinema Sarchodesh Ba'emsa, Harei Arba'a Sarchodesh. He says, can be not even 80 months, even 40 months. The last month of the year one, then the last month of year three, and a full year, 12 months in the middle in year two. That's 14. He said, that's also 40 months. That's a chazaka too, because there are certain things that will ripen even within 1 month. Let's say vegetables can ripen within a month, and therefore in 14 months, the field could potentially produce three harvests of those vegetables, and that's also cheskas gemil shanim. Rabbi Shmuel disagreed on that because he feels the chazaka cannot be established when it comes to vegetables, only grain and produce. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. Bisday Lavan, when do we say this 18 months is true? That's regarding a grain field. That is where the grain is harvested pretty much in one season. And these three seasons are going to happen within the 3 years. So I need 18 months for that to happen. It's not going to be 3 months. Not going to be 6 months. You need that middle full year. It's going to be over a period of 3 years in the sense that it's going to be part of year one, part of year three, and a full year or two in the middle. Aval b'stei ilon. But let's say we're talking about establishing a cheskas kemoshanim in an orchard. So there, or each of the minim are harvested pretty much in its own particular season. So kanas as to, so says the mission. If that's true, kanas as tivuaso. Let's say he gathers the grapes. Masak es esav, harvested the olives. Kanas es ketso, and he gathered together the figs and had them dry. Hare elu shaloshanim. Those three harvests of those three different fruits is considered a cheskas gimel shanim, even though they were all done in 1 year. So a person can have a field, have an orchard with three different types of trees, and can establish a cheskas gimel shanim in even within a year, because he needs three harvests of these trees. We don't follow Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Yishmael, but rather we assume a stay lavan, which is what we call a stay abal, the grain field, and even a stay ilan needs 3 years. Perek Himmel Mishnah Beis. So after we learned the previous Mishnah about Cheskas Gimel Shanim, our Mishnah is going to discuss the following. The Cheskas Gimel Shanim is not a chazak unless it's very clear that the owner of the field knew that someone was squatting, potentially someone was living on his field, and had he made a mecha, had he protested to this, even if he did this mecha shalo b'fanav, because we assume a mecha shalo b'fanav is effective, and that because if he made it a protest and, hey, someone's on my field, even if he's living in another country, that would eventually get to the person who's living on the field, and that person would make sure to hold on to his shtar if, in fact, he really claims that he bought the field, and he wouldn't wait till after, it wouldn't say throughout 3 years no one said anything, because someone did say something. The person's so far away, it's a mecha shalo b'fanav, he didn't come and protest right in front of him. So the Gemara has this principle in the Bava Basra, which is true for Lashon Hara as well, chavrach chavra islay v'chavrach dechavrach chavra islay. Your friend has a friend, and your friend's friend has a friend. Once three people know about it, something is going to be disseminated. Something is going to obviously eventually come to the ears of the person who's on that field. If there's a potential for a mecha, potential for the owner to protest that someone's squatting and he didn't do so, so after 3 years, person didn't keep his shtar, and Shimon therefore has a cheskas gimel shanim. But if there's reason to believe that even if there was a mecha that was made, it never would have reached the ears of the machzik, of the squatter, or the person who claimed that he bought the field or the house, so then that he cannot establish a cheskas gimel shanim. That person should have realized a person can't, the message is not going to get there, should have held on to his shtar. That chazak is not going to help. He should have held on to his shtar, and the one who's on the field is going to lose out. And the Mishnah explains this based on looking at Eretz Yisrael. Shalosh aratzos lechazaka. Eretz Yisrael can be divided into three different lands, three different areas regarding regions, regarding chazaka. We have this when it comes to other areas of halacha as well. So, and the point here is that if the Baal HaSad, the owner, is in one of them, and someone else is making a chazaka, is living in his field in another Eretz, in Eretz Israel, another region in Eretz Israel, even making a chazaka in 3 years, the chazaka is not a chazaka, because people in those days were not traveling. But we say, ein shayaros mitsuyos, caravans are not available, they're not traveling so often one to the other. And even if the owner of the field would make a mecha, no one would be able to inform the communication wouldn't, that wouldn't reach that mecha, that protest, that the contesting the ownership of the field, that wouldn't ever reach Shimon who's on the field, because people are not traveling. And therefore the machzik, who's Shimon, would have to hold on to his shtar so it's not lost. And if he doesn't have the shtar, then his chazaka doesn't work. So what are these three aratzos, three separate regions where we assume that information is not being shared one to the other, and one cannot establish chazaka in one when the owner is in another? So the Mishnah says, Yehuda, ve'ever ha-yardin v'ha-golil. So you have the south of Eretz Israel, you have a Transjordan, you have the north. Ha-ya be-Yehuda ve'hechzik ba-golil. So let's say the owner of the field is in Yehuda, and the person making the chazaka Reuven is in Yehuda, and Shimon is making chazaka on a field of Reuven in the Galil in the north, or ba-golil, the owner's in the north. Vechzik be-Yehuda, and Shimon is making a chazaka on the field for 3 years, which he claims he bought from Reuven, and he's doing that in Yehuda. Eina chazaka ad sheyehimo v'amedina. That's where it has to be. That would not be a chazaka. The balasada and the machzik Reuven and Shimon have to be in the same medina, same region, both in Yehuda, both in Galil, and even if they're in different cities in those regions of Eretz Yisrael, that's okay. A cheskas kamushamin can be established. That's because a mecha shalo b'fanav is a mecha. He doesn't have to be in front of him to make a mecha to protest. He can say it not in front of him for in one city, and eventually we'll get to him. That's assuming they're in the same region. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo amru shalo shanim ela kedei sheyehei bas pamya. So Rabbi Yehuda says, and we'll explain in a moment exactly what it means. He says, the Chachamin said 3 years. Why is that 3 years? For the Baal HaSadim to potentially be in Aspamya in Spain, which we assume was the furthest Medina from Eretz Yisrael where people lived, which was a year's walk travel from Eretz Yisrael. V'yachzik shana, and the person will make chazaka in the field in Eretz Yisrael for a year. And v'yelchu v'yodi'u shana, and during that second year they'll inform the Baal in Spain, Aspamya, that there's someone on his field, v'yavol shana acheres, and on the third year he'll come to Eretz Yisrael from Spain and make a mecha. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say that I disagree with the logic of the Tana Kama, and therefore in practice we'll see it's different as well. Cheskas gimel shanim is going to be effective all the time, which means even if they're in different regions, not only different regions, different, completely different countries, even if the Baal HaSadeh was in Yehuda and Reuven, and Shimon is making a chazaka in Reuven's field in Galilee in the north for 3 years, or the reverse, that is a chazaka. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why 3 years is considered the amount to establish chazaka is not because up until 3 years people are cautious to hold on to their shtar, the deed, to prove that they in fact bought the field. But rather, the 3 years is to give enough time that the owner of the field, even if it is a far away province, a far away Medina, as far, let's say, as Spain even, he would be able to inform the person who's making the chazaka and make a mecha. So that's what the 3 years is. And that's in Spain, the example we're talking about. 3 years is about the guy being a year away travel and have an opportunity to hear from someone who traveled to him, and then a year to travel to where he needs to, and in that third year, make that mecha. But if the Baal HaSadeh and the Machzik are in the same Medina, you don't need a Cheskas Gimel Shanim at all, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even a small chazaka, until it's very clear the Baal HaSadeh knew about it and didn't make a mecha, that's a chazaka, because a person we know is not going to let someone else be using his field, even for one moment, and be silent.